Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Ashoka Buildcon Limited 2Q FY22 results conference call hosted by Nirmal Bang Equities Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Mahesh Bhadang from Nirmal Bang Equities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Nirmal Bang Institutional Equities, we welcome everyone to the second quarter FY23 results conference call of Ashoka Buildcon Limited. From the management, we have with us today Mr. Satish Parakh, Managing Director, and Mr. Paresh Mehta, Chief Financial Officer of the company. We also have Suyash Kamath from Stellar Investor Relations team on the call with us today. Without further ado, I now hand over the conference to Mr. Satish Parakh for his opening remarks on the results, and which will follow it up with the question and answer session. Over to you, Mr. Parakh. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Mahesh. Good afternoon, everyone. I'd like to extend my warm welcome to everyone on this earnings call for second quarter and half year ended September 30th, 2022. Along with me, I have Mr. Paresh Mehta, our CFO, on the call. Let me now give an update on the equity sale of ACL Projects. As mentioned earlier, we have successfully signed up for the asset sale transaction of Ashoka Concessions Limited of five SPVs by entering into a share subscription and share purchase agreement with Galaxy Investments II Private Limited, an affiliated entity of KKR. The deal is to be completed soon after receiving required approvals from lenders, NHAI, and other relevant stakeholders, and completion of certain conditions precedent. We have received approvals from a few lenders and other stakeholders. We are in process of completing the balance CPs. Meanwhile, we have received an extension of the period for fulfillment of CPs from an investor. The deal transfers the entire share capital of these five BOT SPVs, including repayment of shareholders' loan, for an aggregate consideration of 1,337 crores. The total proceeds received will be utilized to facilitate the exit of SBI Macquarie from Ashoka Concessions Limited, allowing SBI Macquarie to exit the company fully. Further, transfer of these five SPVs will reduce the consolidated project debt of ABL by 2,930 crores. Also, we have executed a share purchase agreement with National Investment and Infrastructure Fund for sale of 100% equity of Chennai ORR project for an aggregate financial consideration of 686 crores. Out of 686 crores, ABL is expected to receive 450 crores, rupees 250 crores towards loan repayment, and around 200 crores towards its 50% equity stake in SPV. Post this transaction, the company will remain with the following major projects in highway portfolio: 74% equity in one toll project, which is Jaora-Nayagaon, three fully owned annuity projects, which is Hungund-Talikot, Bagewadi-Saundatti, and Kesoram, and the fully owned portfolio of 11 HAM projects. As mentioned earlier, we are in discussion of equity sale of Jaora-Nayagaon BOT toll project. Coming to HAM projects, we have executed a concession agreement with NHAI worth 1,079 crores for the development of six-lane access-controlled greenfield highway project from kilometer 162.5 to 203.1, Baswantpur to Singnodi section of NH-150C on hybrid annuity mode under the Bharatmala Pariyojana. The construction period is 912 days, and the operation period is 15 years, and also achieved financial closure for the same. We are expecting appointed date very soon. We have also received pre-COD for our TS1, which is Malasandra Karadi of NH206. The total equity requirement of all 11 HAM projects is about 1096 crores, of which we have already invested 848 crores as of September 2022. Coming to our order book, as mentioned, we have achieved a robust order book order inflow. Some of the key and large orders received from 1st August are as follows. So we received a LOA for East Central Railways, 208.89 crores, project for provision of train collision avoidance system to be completed in 24 months. LOI for a project for Department of IT and Communication, Government of Rajasthan, of rupees 600 crores. It is a joint venture with Cube Construction Engineering Limited for construction and maintenance of Rajiv Gandhi FinTech Digital Institute at Jodhpur. LOI for Provident Housing Limited of 254.5 crores for a project of civil and structural for residential project at Kalyan. The construction is 42 months from the commencement date. We have received an LOA from Southwestern Railway for 258.12 crores for a construction of new BG line between Chennai 192 to 171, including electrical and telecommunication works between Tolahanse and Bharmasagar stations on EPC mode. The completion period is 24 months from the date of appointed date. The breakup of 14,901 crores order book as of September 30, 2022 is. The road and railways project comprise around 9,760 crores, which is 65% of the total order book. Among the road projects order book, HAM projects are worth 2,689 crores and EPC road projects are worth 5,573 crores. And railways is around 1,498 crores. Power T&D and others account for around 2,233 crores, which is approximately 15% of the total order book. The EPC building segment contributes to 2,867 crores, which is 19% of the total order book. And EPC work of CGD business comprises of balance of 41 crores. Let me reiterate that our focus remains to build strong EPC business in the segments of highways, railways, power, T&D and buildings. The current order book of 14,900 crores provides us with good visibility of EPC business growth. On assets portfolio, we have already built 11 HAM projects portfolio. In terms of new project bidding, our priority will remain on HAM projects and strengthen the HAM project portfolio. That is all from my side. I would now request Mr. Paresh Mehta to present the financial performance of H1 and Q2 FY23. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon, everyone. The result presentation and press release for the quarter have been uploaded on the stock exchanges and the company's website. I believe you all may have gone through the same. Now I would present the financial results for the quarter. Second quarter ended September 30, 2022. Starting with the consolidated results, the total income for Q2 FY23 grew by 41% year-on-year to Rs. 1845 crores as compared to 1305 crores in Q2 FY22. EBITDA stood at 467 crores in Q2 FY23 with a margin of 25%. Profit after tax is at 65.7 crores in Q2 FY23. In H1 FY23, total revenue was 3,761 crores, up by 44% year-on-year. The EBITDA stood at 988 crores with a margin of 26.3%. profit after tax stood at 200 crores. Coming to the standalone numbers, the total income for Q2 FY23 stands at rupees 1,310 crores as compared to rupees 976 crores in corresponding quarter last fiscal, registering a growth of 34%. EBITDA for the quarter was at rupees 142 crores with an EBITDA margin of 10.8%. The company reported a net profit after tax of rupees 65.5 crores in Q2 FY23. In H1 FY23, total revenue was 2,820.2 crores, up by 39% year-on-year. The EBITDA stood at rupees 317 crores with a margin of 11.3%. Profit after tax stood at 169.8 crores. As you are all aware, due to equity sales transactions, we are not recognizing interest income from SPV in our books, and it has reduced EBITDA. And also, EBITDA margins have gone down, impacted mainly due to inflationary environment and higher competitive bidding in some of the projects. During Q2 FY23, BOT division recorded a toll collection of rupees 275 crores as against 243 crores in Q2 FY22 and rupees 287 crores in Q1 FY23. Total consolidated debt as on September 30, 2022 is at 7,079.7 crores, of which project debt is 5,961 crores, of which 2,930 crores stands for project debt of 5 BOT projects. NCD stood at rupees 250 crores at ACL level. The standalone debt is at 869 crores, which comprises of 167 crores of equipment loans and rupees 702 crores of working capital loans. The standalone debt has increased because of delays in collection in certain road projects, which will be collected in the coming two quarters. Out of the total consolidated debt of rupees 7,079.7 crores, rupees 2,930 crores will be transferred along with 5 SPVs of BOT projects. Post the sale transition, the effective consolidated debt would be around 4,149 crores. With this, we open the floor for question answers. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may please press star and one. First question is on the line of Mohit Kumar from DAM Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. So thanks for the opportunity, sir. My first question is on this EBITDA margin. So margins have been tracking much lower than our historical margins. Can we expect the margins to go back to, 10.5 or more than 10.5 in FY23, or do you think there is a downside risk to that? And is it in the quarter, is it that we have executed the NTPC solar order, that's the reason the margin is slightly lower? Is that a fair assumption?
See, EBITDA margins are typically lower because certain projects which have been built a bit competitively are getting into execution in this phase. In the previous years, previous quarters, there were projects which are at better EBITDA margins were being executed. Now, those projects have come to an end and cost overruns have had an impact on the overall margins. We believe that this level of margins will continue for a couple of more quarters, after which probably we'll get back to our normal.
For your guidance for sort of the medium term, let's say in FY24-25, are we looking at this kind of number, or you think that we'll go back to 12% kind of number which you were doing earlier?
So for 24, we would be in the range of, we would try to maintain a range of 9 to 10% of EBITDA margins.
Okay, understood. Secondly, sir, on the monetization, can expect Jaora Naga to happen in this quarter? Secondly, on the, is there any plan to monetize the HM asset which you already have? I think 4 or 5 are operating, right?
On the monetization, as already explained by our managing director, five of the BOT projects are already in the process. CPs are almost getting over, and we should expect within 1 to 2 months for transition to get a closure. On the Chennai Aurora also, we the CPs, like most of the lenders, have already given permission, and we are just waiting for one banker and the authorities permission to get the clearance. So that should get done in next two months time. On the Jaora-Nayagaon project, we are at the last stages of bringing the documentation with the potential investors, and we should get that done anytime. We are waiting for that. As far as HAM projects is concerned, we are definitely looking out for potential buyers for the whole portfolio of 11 projects, and we expect and we definitely see a lot of interest by many strategic as well as financial investors for the same.
Understood, sir. Thank you. Best of luck. Thank you.
Next question is from the line of Arsha from Elara Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, sir. So can you just give the revenue breakup for this quarter as well as Q2 FY22 segment-wise?
So revenue breakup for Q2 FY23 and 22,
both.
Both, you would like. So for EPC road, we were 665 crores last quarter, I mean previous year, which is 820 crores this quarter. In the power sector, we were 52 crores last year. We are now 140 crores. On the railway, we were 142 crores in last year, quarter two. Now we are 184 crores. On miscellaneous projects, we were approximately 30 crores in the last Q2 FY22, which is now approximately 80 crores in Q2 FY23.
Okay. Also, one more thing. So, on the EBITDA margin front, you said that a lot of competitive projects have been are under execution. So, could you just give us a rough idea that how much portion of the order book is fixed price right now, and how much portion has pass through contracts?
So, typically, if you see, most of the road projects are in the range of 89%. The international projects are at a higher margin, but they are will get into an execution after Q4, where this huge execution comes. They have just started off TikTok. It will take some time for them to go. And on the power and other sectors, they are in the range of 8 to 9%. So, and certain projects which are getting over, there they are seeing impact of escalation on handing over. So that impact is coming in this quarter. Some projects are getting over, like Bundelkhand project got over. We'll get a couple of projects got done in these two quarters also, coming two quarters.
That's all from myself.
Thank you. A reminder to our participants, please press star and one to ask a question. The next question is in the line of Ashish Shah from Centrum Broking. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. Sir, on the working capital side, so we have seen the increase in the level of debtors as well as the unbilled and other current assets, etc. So is it possible for us to break down what is the amount of debtors, let's say, from highways and non-highways, and also on the unbilled side? So just to get a sense, you know, where this increase is happening majorly from?
So on the working capital side, if you see, vis-a-vis March, it has increased, but vis-a-vis June, we have almost maintained that. And as far as the breakup of debtors is concerned, so as the major change in the debt is in the road sector, the incremental approximately 300 crores. So HAM and EPC contracts, total debtors plus unbilled revenue
is approximately 1300 crores, which is up by around 300 crores. 1400 crores, which is up by 300 crores. Other sectors like power, approximately exposure is 330 crores. Railway is around 300 crores. And miscellaneous projects are around 300 crores. Overall, debtors and unpaid revenue is around 2400 crores.
Sir, this plus 300 crores is on a year-on-year basis or sequential?
And we have compared to March, so probably vis-a-vis March.
Vis-a-vis March. Right. And the power and railways, sir, corresponding numbers if you have handy?
So in power, as I said, we are 330 crores.
Right.
Against previous of 341 crores, March 22 numbers. Okay. In the railway, we are at 308 crores against a number of around 195 crores.
Right. So, sir, in the HAM and EPC side, typically, you know, I mean, the counterparty tends to be NHAI. We usually don't see a working capital buildup there. So, why would this increase would have happened, sir, on the road side?
So, we are slowly shifting towards milestone billing also. So, that is also one of the reasons some billings are done on milestone because projects are coming to an end. So, Karadi, Nankamra, Malasamra, and Karadi, Banwara, then your Ankleshwar, these are all milestone based. So, their billing will get over in the other project like Bundelkhand, final billing study. So, that is, that will get over in a couple of months time total by December. We should get most of these receivables cleared off. And our EPC contracts with the Adani project, Panagar project, that is typically just taken off, so their payment is a bit delayed. It is a national contract, but initial investment is there on mobilization and execution.
Okay. So sorry to just continue on this point, but I mean, it's been in the HAM side, the payments have been on milestone actually for quite some time, and even EPC has been milestone based only. I'm just trying to understand what seems to have sort of changed over the last 6 months for this to, you know, go so much higher.
If you see the last 4 or 5 months, we have had almost four to five projects under PCOD. They have achieved PCOD. So at the last stages, this final billing and milestone billing takes time for to get clear.
Okay. Sure. So and you expect... Sorry, go ahead.
And also, I mean, if you're on a ratio basis, you see the turnover has increased vis-a-vis last year. So that has a corresponding impact on the outstanding also.
Right. Okay. So by the end of the year, would you expect the overall working capital and debt situation to normalize, or you think it should broadly remain in this vicinity of 800-900 crores of debt?
It will broadly remain almost in the same range, marginally improve, but generally remains in the same because certain contracts are also back-ended contracts in the other sectors. So the overall working capital will remain the very same for another 2 quarters.
Right. And so on the solar NTPC project, if you can just update on where are we currently in the process of execution or any discussion with the clients, it would be helpful.
Yeah, in solar, it is absolutely status quo as far as panels are concerned. Other works are getting completed and they are being paying regularly.
Right. But sir, my point being that, you know, if the project keeps getting delayed, then obviously our economics keep getting inferior in the project. So, I mean, what is the end result of this? I mean, would they agree to for a increase in the quoted cost of the project, or I mean, where do you see? I mean, on what lines are we discussing with them?
See, we have been discussing to descope this panel part of it, which most of the players in the industry are either delaying it or trying to delete this because the prices have really gone haywire. So this government is considering as a policy what they can really help the industry. In that time, they are also not insisting and we are proceeding with all the balance works.
Right. And sir, does this project have any guarantees, etc. from our side? I mean, have we given any BGs from the construction point of view?
We have performance PG.
Right.
That's
yeah. Would that be around like 5%?
Yes.
Okay.
5%.
Right. So, thank you. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Riya Mehta from Equitas. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for giving me the opportunity. My first question would be in respect of ordering activity by NHAI. So almost in the first half, we've seen a 60% decline vis-a-vis last year. So how is the ordering happening and what kind of pipeline do we see for road projects for the H2? That would be my first question.
Yeah. So yes, H1 has been slow, as you said. But H2, we are seeing there is a good pipeline. And the target, basically NHAI target of 8,700 against 6,300 last year is likely to be achieved in H2, yeah.
So can our market share from there will be? Or like, what kind of order is those for Ashoka?
See, we are now bidding for around 55,000 crores of orders, which we have selected for bidding.
Okay.
Out of 75,000 crores which are in pipeline, 55 is what we are going to attempt. And there are bids we have already bid for around 10,000 crores, which are still unopened.
Okay.
So this 65,000 is what is our visibility going ahead.
Okay. Also, there recently there was some article which said that NHAI is looking for reducing 20% of the upfront payment they are paying to the concessioners. So, are we seeing any such kind of newer inputs put in our contract?
Yeah, I didn't exactly follow your question.
So, NHAI has been reducing the upfront payment by 20%, and they would rather give it on the milestone basis. So, are we seeing any such kind of impact, and hence our working capital is bloated for the future order?
This will actually come from January.
Okay.
And then they are paying monthly.
Okay, so from January we would see more bloating in the working capital. Is my understanding right?
Yeah, if they do not continue the benefit given, then definitely the payment cycles will get delayed.
Okay. And in terms of margin for the future orders which we are bidding, the 55,000 crore worth of pipeline which we have bid, what kind of margins are they coming at? Or are we bidding at? What kind of margins are we bidding at for the future orders?
Yeah, these are a little aggressive than what we used to do earlier.
Okay.
Because the aggressive in the industry still remains.
Okay.
The qualification norms is same and there are many players in the system. So our focus is, though our margins may go a little down, but if our order book is good, we still on gross basis would be able to make up our EBITDA and profits.
Okay. So we are on track for with the order book levels of 15,000 crore for this year, 15,000 to 16,000 crore that's guided for FY23.
Yes, 15,000 crores is our current balance order book approximately. And definitely going ahead, we look at another 5,000 crores.
Okay. So almost 20,000 crores is what we look for on the book for the year.
3,500 may get executed also in H2. So we should be opening the year with around 17,000-18,000 balance order.
Okay. So these all would be almost, margins levels would be similar to 9-10%.
Our target is to be in the range between 9-11%.
Okay. And for the asset sale, how many, like in terms of quantitative terms, how many lenders are still pending for approval for ACL?
Sure. So in ACL, we have
five projects. So at three projects, we have received LOCs or the final LOCs are ready and we should receive any time. For one of the projects, is typically there are six lenders. Only one has, the lead lender has just released
that NOC, so our balance will fall in line. There are five more lenders there. So they'll take their due course to release their NOCs in, say, 3 to 4 weeks' time. NHI already is in the process of processing those NOCs, and they are just waiting for the final NOCs from the lender.
Okay, so almost in 1 month, we should see completion of... So I think by December year end, we target this to get completed.
We should be able to get the NOCs from both NHI as well as lenders in 45 to 60 days.
Okay, so this would happen in Q4, FY23.
Yeah, I mean, transaction will get over and cash provided will move somewhere in the month of January.
Okay. Okay. So maybe at the Q4, our debt levels, we would see 3,000 crore reduction in our debt levels and interest cost going downwards.
Right. That's all debt would change.
Currently, what is the cost of borrowing?
Cost of borrowing
is in the, for the BOT projects are in the range of 8.5 to 9%, and in the HAM projects in the range of 7 to 8.5.
Okay. Okay. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Rohit from MT. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you for taking up this question. So my question is more to do with your margins part. Currently, as I see, we have 15,000 crore of order backlog, and out of that, 55% is occupied by roads, and the remaining 45% is roughly, say, power, T&D, railways, and EPC buildings. If you could give us some color on what the current order backlog's margin profile would be segregated into, like how much is roads making and how much is this non-roads making?
So the current portfolio of road projects would be, the profit margins would be in the range of 8 to 9.5%. That would be the range based on today's cost escalation and other variables. On the railways also, it would be almost similar. On the other miscellaneous, on the international projects of roads, it would be better. It would be the more than 12 to 13%. And on the other sectors, like business sectors, the range would be approximately in the range of 8 to 10%.
Okay. Sir, when you talk about the new projects that you have identified for your order inflow part, you also talk about some competitive intensity and other such things. But how do you see that incremental numbers to be translating? Like, in, will it be north of 12% kind of a EBITDA margin? Can you work around that? The competitive intensity in your future order inflows that you see,
mm-hmm.
how much can it translate into margins? Will we be back to that, you know, 11-12% plus kind of number anytime soon?
It will remain in the same level which are there today.
Okay. Sir, finally, on the fund-based limits and non-fund-based limits, if we could give us some color on it, how much is it utilized and how much is it currently right now?
So we are on the non-fund based, we are almost 35% utilized out of our 5,000 crores of limit. And on the fund based, we are approximately 85% utilized along with our short-term borrowings inclusive. You know.
How much is that limit, sir, the amount?
Around 800, as we have said, around 800 crores total. We are
sure. Oh, sure. Thanks. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Nikhil Abhyankar from DAM Capital. Please go ahead. Nikhil, your line is unmuted. Request you to please unmute yourself.
Yeah. Thanks for the opportunity, sir. So, I'm not sure if you answered this question earlier, but you have grown at around 35% the revenue in the H1, and we had earlier given a guidance of 15 to 20%. So would we like to revise our guidance for the remainder of the year?
So based on our H1 content and the orders to be exhibited on H2, we should be in the range of 25 to 30%.
25 to 30% with a margin guidance of 10%.
EBITDA around say 9.5.
Okay, sir. So any targets on order inflow?
Around 5,000 crores, of which around 70 to 80% would be in the road and railway sector and balance sector.
Okay, fine. Understood. And sir, my second question is regarding Shimoga Tumkur package 2 and 3, Banur Kharar and Kwaram Taru. These projects are relatively moving slow. So any specific reason for that?
See, Tumkur Shimoga package 1, as I said, we have got PCOD.
PS1. Right.
And Tumkur Shimoga 2 also we will be getting in Q3.
Q3
will get, package 2 also will get the pre-COD. Q4 we should target our package 3.
Okay.
Yeah, so 2 we are getting in Q3, Q4 will get 3. And 4 we got let, so this will go to next year.
Understood, sir. And our cost, the total interest cost has gone up around 40-50% YOY. So what can you just give a comparison as to cost of borrowing for this quarter and the last quarter, like September 22 as to September 21?
Yeah, so definitely interest scenario has changed in this quarter two of this year. We have seen almost 50-55% jump in short-term borrowing for WCDL and CC are up by almost 35-40% interest rate. And borrowing also comparatively has more than what we was there. And there was certain mobilization, advanced interest bearing mobilization which was taken in for the project, which has contributed to the increase in the interest cost.
Okay. Understood. And just bookkeeping questions, can you just give us the numbers for retention money, mobilization advance and...
So, mobilization advance is to the tune of approximately 590 crores.
Mobilization advance is 590 crores?
Yeah.
Okay. Retention money?
Retention money, yes. Retention money on the on all sectors included is approximately a small amount, 185 crores.
And the unbilled revenue?
Unbilled revenue 1152 crores.
Okay. Thanks a lot. That's all from my side. All the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Subrata Sarkar from Mount Intra Finance. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah. No, sir. Partly my question has been answered. Like, my question is again on the KKR deal. Like, when we can, when the deal will actually get over and we will be able to reflect it in our financials, start reflecting in our financials. So, is it from Q4 of this year or what is this? Like, so, that's the main question.
Yeah, as I explained, CPs would get over in this Q3 definitely. And Q4, we should get the cash on the transfer of shares and cash in Q4 first part. So March 23 numbers would definitely reflect the deal.
Okay, sir. So, March 24 will reflect X of the deal, basically. The numbers will get reflected there. Okay. That's my only question. Okay.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vasudev from Novama. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity, sir. Most of my questions are answered, just a few data-related questions. So, if you can help me with what is the CAPEX that we did in Q2 and how much are we planning for H2 now?
So, CAPEX for H2 was approximately 24-25 crores. And going forward, we would typically end up with another 20-25 crores.
Okay. Next thing, the equity that we infused in Q2 and for the balance equity infusion, if you can give the breakup in H2, FY23, FY24, and FY25.
Q2 on the HAM projects was 32 crore invested in Q2. For the balance 2023 half year, equity to be invested in HAM is 136 crore. For 2024, 84 crore, and 2025, 30 crore. All put in, equity to be invested as of date is 251 crore in the HAM projects.
Okay, thank you. Lastly, sir, out of the order book currently that we have, how much is under execution and how much of that part is a fixed price contract?
How much is?
See, our international projects are on fixed price. Our Panagarh is on fixed price. Our NTPC solar is on fixed price.
Sorry, sir. Panagarh Palsit, which one, sir?
NTPC.
NTPC, okay.
Yeah.
Out of the current order book, how much is under execution?
Almost, if it's in build, except in building segment, in road segment, almost everything is under execution now. Because appointed date of Punjab, Ambala Kharar has also come. Appointed date for Kwaram to Assam one also come. This 1,000 crore which was stuck up, these appointed dates have already come in July and October. As far as building Maldives still we are hoping to start by Q4, which is 1,000 crore. Rest, all is in progress.
Okay. Sure, sir. That's it from my side. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Ash Shah from Elara Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much for the opportunity again. Could you just give us the breakup of the building segment order book? I mean, the Maldives project, the hospital at Navi Mumbai, then we had the sewage treatment plant. If you could just give the detailed order book breakup.
See, Maldives is 1,000 crore. 600 crore is around D.Y. Patil Hospital. 600 crore is building project for FinTech University at Rajasthan. We have two leadership projects taken from builders like me. One in BR, that is 250 crore and 100 crore.
Okay. Also, one more thing, the Banur-Kharar project, have you, I mean, have you received the appointed date for that project? Because it's almost two years since we have received this project.
Yes, we have received. I said that is Ambala-Kharar.
Okay.
The appointed date is 10th October.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Riya Mehta from Aequitas. Please go ahead.
Thank you for giving me an opportunity. This is a follow-up question. Basically I wanted to know that what kind of instance, the cash inflow would happen in Q4. What kind of interest cost do we see for the full year?
On the short term, definitely interest cost, we believe another 50-70 basis points would be increased. Otherwise, we believe that other costs will remain same, so.
Okay. In terms of international side, what kind of demand scenario are we seeing there?
What kind of?
Demand and what kind of pipeline orders are we seeing?
Internationally, presently we are working in Guyana, Maldives, and Benin is one power distribution project which we have picked up. We are L1 in Bangladesh. This is all we are focusing on international. Maybe a few orders we may see in Africa going ahead.
Are we seeing any major orders like the one in Maldives?
Nothing major immediately in pipeline.
Okay. And what kind of margin will the Maldives order have?
So looking at today's dollar rate, we are still hopeful of making 11-12% margins.
Okay. Okay. Fine. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to participants, please press star and one to ask a question. We have the next question from the line of Mangesh Vada from Nirmal Bank. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Sir, a couple of questions from my side. One is on the industry. So just wanted to understand from you, what could be the reason for this slowdown in order awarding activity in the NHAI? What, according to you, what is the reason? That is the first. You mentioned that second half you expected to improve, but at least for the time being we have seen some slowdown. And in the past also we have seen NHAI probably not meeting its targets that have been given in the earlier. So do we expect this year to turn out to be the same again? That's the first question. And so second question is on the HAM portfolio that we have. Now that we are seeing more than six PCODs, CODs achieved. How do we look to monetize the thing? Is there any timeline that you have internally given you? That's it.
Yeah. See, industry-wise, H1 we have seen slowdown only because NHAI has already awarded good number of projects, and for further projects, the land acquisition particularly for NHAI was becoming more and more challenging, and they are disciplined in giving appointed date only after 80% of physical position is achieved. So there we saw a lot of challenges, and therefore there was bidding activity was slow. Now a lot of work has been done on most of the projects. So H2 we feel should be, we should see that NHAI meeting target or nearing the target. That was the main reason according to us. About HAM projects you said, definitely we have 11 HAM projects, out of which we have achieved PCOD of 6 projects. And balance, as I explained, Q3 one will happen, Q4 one will happen. And then balance in next year as TS4 we have to be completing next year. And the other two will be starting. So this is all on HAM project. HAM project also we are looking at we are in the process of looking at divesting HAM projects also.
Any timelines on it, sir? And it has to be on a PCOD.
It should be another 2 quarters.
Okay. Yeah, that's it from me.
Thank you. A reminder to our participants, please press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions from the participants, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for their closing remarks. Thank you and over to you.
Yeah, thank you, Nirmal Bang and team. Thank you, Mahesh. Thank you, all the participants. If any other queries are remaining, then definitely most welcome. Our Stella Investor Advisors are also available and our CFO, Mahesh Mehta, is always available to clarify any queries. Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Nirmal Bang Institutional Equities, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.